course, it's nonsensical and it's not appropriate. But we believe this is part of the coming period now in Sudan. The so-called constitutional amendments that took place a week earlier, it is a second coup in Sudan, reinforcing the totalitarian regime and giving the president of NCP, the ruling party, the full power over everything. And actually, it's a total letting go of any decentralization or democratic transformation or rule of law.
Madam, the National Intelligence and Security Services is saying that your party should be dissolved because you violated part of the Constitution, meaning that you signed the so-called Paris Declaration, which calls for the dismantling of the one-party system in Sudan and a total change of government. So do you understand where they are coming from?
Actually, now this represents in itself the most strong violation to the Constitution of Sudan, because now it's an orderly force, after it was supposed to be a service that is following or being directly under the president, so it cannot be accountable to any structure. And they are now taking the missions of SAF, the Sudanese Armed Forces, and the Sudanese police. So they represent this violation. Regarding their accusation, actually, if there is any sane rulers in Sudan, we should have been praised for this signing, because the signing was basically doing a total change in Sudan, which we have addressed it even with the NCP themselves, that there is a need for change, because Sudan now is a failing state in economics, in politics, and with widespread conflict all over Sudan and in all parts of Sudan.
The deputy chairman of your party, Falala Berman, said that you are going to pursue legal and other political means. So what chance do you have? Can you go to court in Sudan?
The lawyers of Umma Party believe it's important to exhaust the legal mechanisms of Sudan. That's why they are going ahead and they are starting by responding to the memorandum of the political party's memo. But we don't expect much out of that. That's why we are also addressing the international mechanisms of justice, like the African Court of Human and People's Rights, as well as the Islamic League mechanisms,